The Dark Lotus. Created by Opal Song. Also, look, I love Dark Wei Wuxian so much, but with context, I don't want him to lose his fam and Lan Wangji. But like, what if all three Lotus Sibs are not right? And like, what if for the longest time it was Jiang Yanli and Zheng Cheng that were the dark ones, and Wei Wuxian was constantly covering for them? I know Zheng Cheng canonically goes pretty dark. But what if that was a thing since childhood? And Jiang Yanli was also dark somehow. Don't know the exact angle right now. And Wei Wuxian gets adopted into this family from the streets. And he is, at first, terrified to say anything to his uncle. But then the running away incident happens, like in canon? And suddenly Wei Wuxian is one of them. Possibly not like in canon. Maybe he figured it out, caught Jiang Cheng and Jiang Yanli at something bloody, and this was them saying, "We never hurt you, you are ours." And so from then on, Wei Wuxian covers for them. He hones his charm and acts out in childish and harmless ways so that his siblings can have free reign. And they, in turn, protect him. I'm thinking about how different canon could be. Lol, Wei Wuxian's reaction to Sue Yang. So bored. Like, is this the best you can do? So unimpressed. And Sue Yang is infuriated. Only Wei Wuxian is subtle because Nie Huaisang and Lan Wangji are there. I'll get to the whole Lan Wangji thing eventually. It'll be happy, don't worry. Well, happy for them. So I'm thinking that Lotus Pier still probs Burns, because Jiang parents have no idea what their children are. But there's no Jiang Yanli is sick / Jiang Cheng gets captured thing, because they plot together for revenge. But I think at this point Wei Wuxian starts to think that he isn't useful, or maybe their plan needs an edge or something, and so he seeks out the burial mounds on purpose. Problem. I have a headcanon about the way Wei Wuxian interacts with demonic cultivation that has a lot to do with him not having a core. And also, that is the kind of thing I don't actually want to change. But how does Jiang Cheng lose his? Or does Wei Wuxian go to the burial mounds? Or even not, but just starts experimenting? Maybe he's been experimenting all along and has reached a point where he realizes that he isn't going to be able to control it if he still has a core to corrupt. And then maybe Jiang Yanli what if Lan Wangji is captured? What if people, oh no! However Wei Wuxian gives his core away, he does. And then he disappears for 3 months. Jiang Yanli and Zheng Cheng are very concerned. But they also have a revenge mission to do, and Wei Wuxian knows their plans, so they can't spend time searching. Or possibly he told them? Wait, even more tragic! What if Wei Wuxian hasn't been experimenting and doesn't think he's isn't good enough? He is a genius. What if, during Jiang Yanli and Zheng Cheng's revenge campaign, Wei Wuxian is captured and Core Melter gets a hold of him, but that isn't enough for Wen Chao, and he also throws him into the burial mounds. So now Jiang Yanli and Jiang Cheng are racked with guilt at the fact that their revenge campaign hurt Wei Wuxian, who, until this point, really hadn't been dark. Dark adjacent and covering for them like, whoa! But he never felt any urges to kill or torture or anything, and did make up dark techniques, but because he loved his sibs and was curious. To be clear, he wasn't an innocent or anything. He knew exactly what his sibs did. But he was gray enough to not care because they were his siblings. And now Wei Wuxian is gone, and Jiang Yanli and Jiang Cheng lose it. And I think Jiang Yanli and Jiang Cheng go quiet and spend 3 months searching for their bro, only taking out Wen's if the opportunity arises. Thus, Sunshot keeps going. Only Lotus Pier isn't being rebuilt, and Jiang Cheng never resurfaces. But then Wei Wuxian pops back into their lives and is like, what the fuck? You guys didn't stick to the plan. And there's a lot of crying and family feels because of course they didn't. They were looking for him. And Wei Wuxian tries to hide his lack of golden core, but Jiang Yanli figures it out fast. But Wei Wuxian says they should go do Wen Chao plus girlfriend and shows off, like in canon. Jiang Cheng and Jiang Yanli are startled and concerned, but ultimately happy, because Wei Wuxian is part of their darkness now. And then they get discovered by Lan Wangji at some point. I don't think Lotus Pier gets rebuilt until after Sunshot. Things to address. Wei Wuxian, Jiang Yanli's marriage slash fiancé situation, Wen Qing, Wen Ning, Wen Remnants. Starting with Jiang Yanli's fiancé situation, I think in this AU, she is pursuing, in her own way, Jin Zixuan. And Jiang Cheng and Wei Wuxian are like, really, sis? And she's like, he's pretty and rich. And maybe some other reason. So it goes similar to canon, but maybe Wei Wuxian never gets kicked out of school? Because he never punches Jin Zixuan. Because Jiang Yanli is his sister, yeah, but she'd own him if he ever took her prey from her. And she, show version, was right there and wasn't making a move. So her bros just stuff down the rage and Wei Wuxian gets drunk and makes a fuss to distract everyone while Jiang Cheng murders someone in town. And then Jiang Yanli is missing for 3 months with the burning of Lotus Pier. And Jin Zixuan is beside himself with worry. And everyone is telling him she is Prob's dead, but he has hope and won't consider other women. He is rewarded when she reappears. As for Lan Wangji, so the problem is that Wei Wuxian isn't dark at the beginning, so So either Lan Wangji is dark from the beginning, and this is just a thing that his brother is frantically trying to cover up and his uncle is trying to beat out of him, and Wei Wuxian notices and knows how to handle him, so he isn't really in danger. Lan Wangji does go way too intense. Or Lan Wangji is mostly amoral by nature. He follows all the Gusu rules and morals because that is what he has been taught is correct and right. But then he meets Wei Wuxian and his moral North Star begins to shift. And by the time Wei Wuxian has gone dark, Lan Wangji has shifted to Wei Wuxian being his reference for morality. And he knows how this compares to Gusu Lan and doesn't care. Keeps what he can and discards what doesn't fit. I like the second one better than the first. Yeah, I do like her as a poisoner. My first thought was that it wasn't pork rib soup, but I'm not sure I want to go cannibalism with this one. Why not both? Cannibalism isn't her go-to, but she may feel a select few may need to eat human, or be eaten as circumstances permit. Cannibalism could also be for a greater purpose, like recouping some cultivator powers after Wei Wuxian's fall, perhaps? Oh, I like the eat cultivators to get some of their strength. I like that a lot. My aversion to cannibalism this time was because I seem to always go there with people, and I wanted something new. But this works so well here! Lol. Thinking about Wei Wuxian trying to get Lan Wangji to hide the shit he slash they are doing, Lan Wangji understands that it is against the rules, but why hide it? And the Lotus Sibs have only ever gotten as far as they do because they hide in plain sight. The problem with this is that a key point of the drama is that Wei Wuxian does what his heart tells him is right, despite the world, and Lan Wangji does not follow him, staying within the rules he was raised on. Until Wei Wuxian dies, at least. And either of these isn't following the spirit of that divide. I like the second option of amoral Lan Wangji, who uses the Lan rules as his guiding star and having Wei Wuxian eventually replace this shortly before death. Like, maybe the Lans to this day stress the rules so hard because they need those rules to function. It's a neat idea that most Lans are amoral and use the rules as a massive crutch. Ask them why a specific rule exists and they'll be like, it does? It keeps us safe? But if I go with the dark Wei Wuxian and light Lan Wangji, then I don't think they'd ever bridge that gap. Jumping ship to the Wens for a moment. The issue here is that without any core transferring, none of the Lotus Sibs are indebted to Wen Qing, or even really know her. Except, oh wow, thoughts! What if, during the botched thing that left Wei Wuxian in Wen Chao's hands, Jiang Yanli and Zheng Cheng are injured, and they've talked before, all three of them, about where to go if they get injured and separated, and their place is Yi Lin, because Wen Qing is a doctor. So Jiang Yanli and Zheng Cheng go, and she patches them up, and Wei Wuxian never appears. So many tears. But that means that Jiang Yanli and Zheng Cheng know and are in debt to Wen Qing and Wen Ning. And obviously they tell Wei Wuxian about this when they are back together, and all of them hate the Wens in general. But anyone Wen Qing vouches for, they made a pact that those people are safe. And so, post-Sunshot, they are rebuilding Lotus Pier, and the Wens are persecuted, and Wen Qing has too much pride to go to the Lotus Sibs, except eventually, when Wen Ning is possibly killed, and Wei Wuxian goes nuts. Jiang Cheng and Jiang Yanli want to bring the Wen remnants, as vouched by Wen Qing, to Lotus Pier. Except that Wei Wuxian wants to bring back Wen Ning for reals, and for that he needs the burial mounds. And also, Lotus Pier is still really weak and couldn't protect them. So basically canon happens, only everyone is on board and planning for eventually bringing the Wens to Lotus Pier. I love the idea of essentially making the Wen remnants new Jiang members. It makes so much sense for rebuilding since Lotus Pier inhabitants were down to 3-2 with Jiang Yanli getting married. And you need actual people to rebuild. The only problem I can see is that Wen Qing, at least, is proud to be a Wen. And I can see more of them, too, not wanting to be required to take on a new name and identity and culture and abandon their own to survive. True, if a merger happened, it might be the best way for the Jiang and Wen clans to survive as Jiang Wens. I mean, considering how badly they were harmed by the Wens, if the Jiangs agreed to protect them, would the cultivation community lose face if they tried to wipe them out? I think there are a lot of ways it could go, including a political marriage between Wen Qing and Jiang Cheng, or the protection thing. But that would only work if the Jiangs were strong enough that the greater community wouldn't just wipe them out for siding with the Wens, which is basically the plan in this AU. I mean, I like Zheng Cheng, Wen Qing. Considering the threat of Wei Wuxian's demonic path protected the Wens all on its own, adding in Zheng Cheng and Zheng Yanli, and her marriage to the Jeans, does she off her father-in-law for being a slimeball? Makes her a far greater threat, especially if there's someone able to be diplomatic. Oh, in this AU, it is Zheng Cheng, Nie Huaisang, because you're right that they need someone diplomatic. The Wen Qing, Jiang Cheng thing I'm using in a different fic. Jiang Yanli 100% offs her father-in-law for being a slimeball. And I think Zheng Guangyao figures out it was her. Zhengcheng Nie Huaisong is also fine and gives them a marital bond to a different clan. Heck, Wen Qing could negotiate her family's protection under the Qiangs, but still separate, if she's got three very dangerous lotuses at her back. Madame Jin 100% helps cover up Zheng Yanli's actions. This is off topic, but suddenly I'm imagining Zheng Yanli feeding her husband and Zheng Guangyao dad lotus soup as a way of finally getting him to give his kids something of himself. She'd probably find it amusing. OMG, 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 yes, the soup, fuck yes! Bonus points for Jin Zixuan making the offhand comment about wishing his dad had actually given his family something. Jin Zixuan is the only one who actually knows about the soup secret. He eats it because Zheng Yanli's soup is always delicious. Boy is just that in love. Other key points to this AU before I stop, because no more coherent fleshed out thoughts. 1. Wei Wuxian never dies in this verse. He maybe goes into hibernation slash whatever. 2. Zheng Yanli for sure does not die. 3. Probs Jin Zixuan doesn't die either. If he does, it's because Jiang Yanli kills him. No one else. 3A. I really like him being the one with the morals now and covering because he loves her so much. 4. Huaisong somehow gets involved because I want him and Zhengcheng to be murder fiancés, and he is cunning enough to help. But not until post-sunshot. 5. Jin Guangyao probs still tries his bullshit, but Jiang Yanli maybe poisons him? This could change because Lan Wangji knows his brother likes this person and wants his brother to be happy, so kidnapping? 6. Jin Guangshang dies a horrible, messy death after offending Jiang Yanli one too many times. More thoughts on Jin Guangyao. I think he figures out that Zheng Yanli murdered Jin Guangshan, and maybe figures out that she is murder-happy and clearing out the Jin sect of people that are a threat to her boy. Jin Zixun lasts a single hot second. And I think maybe during her sweep she figures out about him, and also she somehow connects with Nie Huaisong, who is also after Jin Guangyao, for endangering his bro. Jin Guangyao attempts something with Zheng Yanli, and she turns it around on him, with the result being that she tells Lan Wangji. And because Lan Wangji is courting Wei Wuxian, Zheng Yanli gives him a choice. Either you come get your bro's boyfriend, or I kill him for threatening my hubby. Lan Wangji comes and claims him, and then leaves him for Lan Zixun, tied with a bow. This is when Lan Zixun knows that Lan Wangji has gone off the rails, but doesn't really want to do anything about it. A, his DD is finally happy. And B, his DD just gave him the best gift. The end, for now, at least. Yeah, I probably have more thoughts on this eventually, but feel free to comment, respond if you have thoughts. I love this verse a lot. Yeah, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed it, as I said, you can leave comments or thoughts or whatever for me. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/Opal Song. Thanks for listening!